You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The attack against defence, isn't it? The unbelievable attack of Barcelona against the solid defence of Juventus. We'll start with you, Lee.
Thanks.
Who comes out on top?
I just find it very difficult to... When you see a price like 5-1 in the final of any tournament, you have to seriously consider that team, I think. You know, I think Derek probably would agree with that. And I've looked at every single way. I can't see them winning the game. I can't see how they can win this game, especially with the news that Chiellini's out. You know, that's a major blow for them. You know, you look at Bazzagli hasn't played since the 23rd of May when he suffered a thigh strain, returned to training. But, you know, they need him to play. Obviously, Pogba has been suffering from injury for the last month or so, so he's not fully fit. Morata, he's probably the best player they've got at the moment, and the player who could do most damage, I guess, with Tevez. But I think Juventus are kind of walking wounded, and I don't think we're quite being told all the extent of that. Barcelona, on the other hand, I just remember Ron used to always use that phrase, Derek, that they're playing above the ground. You know, where they're just floating around, aren't they? They seem to be in full fitness. They seem to be in the best form of the season. Messi scoring that goal last weekend, of course. I mean, they're just sensational. And I cannot make a case for Juve, even at 5-1, even on +1. I think Barcelona will win the game. And I think 8-13 is probably, to coin one of Derek's phrases, one of the bets of the season.
Well, it's interesting you say that about the price, Lee, because you're right, 5-1 Juventus, who've just knocked out Real Madrid, let's not forget. And they won at Borussia Dortmund, I think, a great 3-0 win there, was it, earlier in the season. Yeah. You know, they're no mugs, you've got players who've been there and done it. And look, the three fellas you've got up front, I mean, two of them, Neymar and Messi, have scored more goals in the Champions League this season between them than the entire Juventus squad. And, you know, no matter how well Juventus play, you can't imagine them to keep those three... You can't imagine seeing them keeping those three quiet for 90 minutes. I just don't see it. It's like when you're at school, you know... It's why when you were at school, you pick sides, you know. We had one pick, then they had another pick. But like, it's like Barcelona have had all the picks, haven't they? Yes. You know, and Juventus have been left with you and I at the end. It just seems unfair. And you know for a fact that Barca are going to score. They are definitely going to score, and I can't see Juventus scoring two past them. The odds are right. I mean, 8-13 to win in 90 minutes, Barca. I really can't see how that's not going to cop.
No, I suppose there are two ways of looking at it as well. I mean, you would imagine the tactics from Juve will be to, you know, play defensively and try and stop them. But I just don't... You have to have such an amazing performance to do that for 90 minutes and stop all three of those players. And what's happened, when you look at the recent Champions League performances from Barcelona, this is a strange thing to say, and I don't mean that Neymar is the worst of the three by any stretch of the imagination, but it almost seems like Messi and Suarez occupy defenders' attention more than Neymar does, and Neymar started just to slip on, you know, slip almost on the blind side. And look at the goals that he's been scoring recently. The two in Munich, he scored in the 3-0 win at home to Munich, scored both goals in Barcelona's 2-0 win, home win against PSG, scored in Paris as well after 18 minutes. I mean, he's just been in sensational goal scoring form, almost picking up the scraps from the other two, which is, you know, fine. It doesn't matter who scores. You know, I think we've got specials on all three of them scoring in 90 minutes, which might be stretching it a bit, but that's the thing, isn't it? You know, imagine being a defensive unit against those three. What? I mean, even if you kept those three quiet, Rakitic will probably pop up with a goal, or, you know, someone else will pop up with one. Because I think it's impossible to keep them quiet for 90 minutes in this kind of form.
I agree. It doesn't matter which players you concentrate on out of that front three. There's always going to be one of them that's a world class player that can take you apart by themselves.
Yeah.
Well, and then you look at the Juventus side, and their key man is Pirlo, Andrea Pirlo. I mean, he got his first cap during the Renaissance, didn't he? This guy. Juve are known as the old lady, and he's the old man. I'd only back him if they changed the venue from Berlin to a bridge club. I mean, it's a mismatch. I mean, it's ridiculous to say that about a team that's just beaten Real Madrid, but it's a mismatch.
Well, I think, Derek, I think there's a difference as well in that if this was over two legs, I might give Juve a bit more of a chance.
Yeah.
Because, they, you know, let's say they go 1-0 down early on, they might just shut up shop.
Yeah.
You can't do that in the final. They have to come out then. And if Barcelona do get an early goal, and I think, you know, there have been 12 goals inside the first half an hour, sorry, 13 goals inside the first half an hour of Barcelona's matches this season in the Champions League, the majority for them as well, by the way. You know, I think that'll be the tactic again here. Not to go crazy, but they'll look to get into Juve very quickly here and try and score an early goal. If they do that, then the game is open and they definitely win, and there's probably over 2.5 goals in the match. If Juve managed to get to half time without conceding, then it could be interesting. You know, how long do they last? We see in La Liga when teams shut up shop against Barcelona. If you look at, you know, the teams who park the bus, as Jose Mourinho would say, then Barcelona usually end up breaking them down between the 60th and 75th minute, because I don't know what, if it's through tiredness or if it's through the concentration levels can't last that long. But I actually think Barcelona will probably score in the first half. I think they'll, you know, they've done it so many times in the Champions League this season. You know, they scored after 15 minutes, actually conceded after 7 against Bayern Munich, but scored after 15 minutes and 29 minutes in Munich. They scored after 14 minutes against PSG at home and 18 minutes in Paris. Scored after 31 minutes in the City win at home, 16 minutes at the Etihad, and so it goes on. You know, the games against Paris, PSG in the group stages, scored after 19 minutes, 27 against Apoel, blah, blah, blah. I could go on and on. It does seem like a definite tactic that they tried to get an early goal and open the game up. There's a load of specials, by the way, and there's a load around Messi. He scored 20 goals in 23 finals in his career. This is where he comes alive. Listen to this bet: Messi to score in both halves, 11-1. If you've got him, if he does score in the first half, you're just willing everything on. I quite like that.
Well, he's so good, I'm backing him to score in 3 halves.
The other one I really like, so to score at any time, I'm not keen on the price for him to score at any time. For his odds on 10-11. Right?
Not a bad price.
Some people might like that. Some people might. If you have a look at the other specials, a bit further down from the goal scorer specials, you've got players to score a header and to score from outside the penalty area. Messi to score from outside the penalty area is 15-2. Now, again, I think I like that. You know, because compared
like
to that 10-11. You won't be surprised, would you, if he pops one in?
Plus,
it's a kind of bet. I mean, I'm not saying people just have bets for fun here. Some people want to bet and obviously make some money, but I think on a Champions League final, you want a couple of bets which are just, you know, all match, you're going to be, every time he gets the ball, you go, shoo, you know, with your mates and all that, and just want him to ping
well,
one
didn't
in.
It wasn't his goal against Man United from outside the box, that one, not the header, the other one in the other final. I think that was just outside the box.
There's another one around that as well, Derek. In both those, if he scores in this Champions League final, it'll be the only player to score in three finals, won't he? And in those games against Man U, he scored twice against Manchester United, didn't he? Both of those goals came in the second half, and there's a bet about that as well. So Messi to score in the second half and Barcelona to win, which is kind of one of those opt-to-stat bets. So I'm just looking for the price. I'll find it in a second. There's so many specials on the Messi to score in the second half and Barcelona to win in 90 minutes is 7-2, which isn't quite as nice as some of those other prices. Another special, Dani Alves to be booked in 90 minutes. This is 6-4, right, in the normal market.
Yeah.
It's 5-2 on the opta offer. He's been booked more times than anyone else in the competition. 6 yellow cards he's had. 5-2 compared to 6-4.
That's fantastic.
It's a great bet, that one. I love that. There's loads of these bets. It's well worth having a look at some of these specials that are kicking about.
Yeah, one special we haven't mentioned as well, just to get back to the specials there. Messi to outscore Juventus.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I'm not sure Juventus even score here. If Messi just pops up with one, then
what's the price for that?
2-1.
Yeah, I like that.
There's loads. I mean, I think a lot of those specials are worth having a look at. If you think that Juve do score, Tevez has had his best ever season goal scoring wise domestically and in the Champions League. Tevez to score and Barcelona to win in 90 minutes is 8-1. You know, it's probably worth a look as well. To be fair.
And any way of siding with Juventus, if you want to go with that, there are big prices in there. Paul Pogba obviously gets a lot of talk about him being the next great talent, however. Him to score in a Juventus win is 20-1.
Yeah. In a nutshell, I think Juve have been weakened by the injury situation. I think even the players who are going to play will be carrying fairly major knocks. And Barcelona just seem to be absolutely the top of their game, fitness-wise and form-wise. So, I expect them to be 1-2. And they may be a lot shorter than 8-13 by the time this game kicks off on Saturday.
Yeah. Fair enough. Let's get a summary of best bets then before we move on.
Yeah, I'm going to go for that. I like the Messi to score in both halves, but I like the Messi to score from outside the area bet. I'm going to go for that one.
All right, and Derek?
I think I'll go for Suarez to score and Barca to win at 5-2.
All right, I'll go for Messi to outscore Juventus in 90 minutes at 2-1.
Nice.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.